Fine. Morning.
Good morning. Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap?
Here.
Mr. Hess? Here.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the minutes from October the 8th.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. This time, public comment? None? There were no executive sessions held between October 8th and October 21st. At this time, we'd like to have a proclamation from the board. And proclamation is National Business Women's Week, October 20th through the 24th, 2025. Whereas throughout its history, Pennsylvania has been committed to advancing and enlightening the Commonwealth, where the talents, ideas, and contributions of all individuals are respected and valued. And whereas women in Indiana County, both past and present, have worked diligently and overcome tremendous obstacles in pursuit of an equal opportunity in personal and professional excellence. And whereas today, women continue to face challenges in the workplace, yet have accepted each challenge with dignity, perseverance, skill, and passion for success.
And whereas women in Indiana County develop and lead successful businesses, become highly educated and trained professionals, and distinguish themselves as leaders in specialized and challenging fields. And whereas Indiana County is grateful for the innumerable contributions women have made to our economic and social fabric, these talented and driven individuals are our employers, our most productive and valuable employees, our government and community leaders, and our beloved family members.
Whereas the major goal of business and women's professional, business and professional women, the words there, are to promote equity for all women and to help create better conditions for working women through the study and advocacy of social, educational, and economic issues impacting women in the workplace. And whereas since 1928, the National Business Women's Week has honored the contributions of working women and employers who support working women and their families. Therefore, in recognition of the critical role women played in the development and success of the Indiana County's business community, we, the Commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim October 20th to 24th National Business Women's Week. We encourage all citizens to recognize the many ways in which women have contributed to the success of our businesses and the advancement of their professions. I offer this as a proclamation.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And with us today, Nicole.
Professional businesswoman, we'd like to thank you for the proclamation and the support of the community in the advancement of women. We have a group of ladies here to support this, but we always appreciate your support every year.
Would you care to introduce all your colleagues, the members of the
yes.
DPW?
We have Sarah Kitchen, Tracy Steak, Tammy Lovejoy, and Jesse Stonebreaker. I'm Nicole Kenley and Natalie Dunlap.
Thank you.
Well, truly, I will be the first to say that we can't do without women in the professionalism. Believe me, you're a huge asset to the community, to the different areas that the women actually do today and develop for us. There's many businesses that are owned by women and do a tremendous job in what they do. I will say that, honestly, women, I think, are more much more detailed than I would be. I kind of skip over the things, you know, that actually mean the importance, but you know, that's good because for the reason is that brings out the betterment of what you do for us. So I truly, truly appreciate all the women and what they do, especially in the professionalism that they honor these communities. Commissioners?
Thank you for being here. I'm glad that you're all here, and I recognize us. Don't you want over there to recognize, you know, the last name Dunlap. thank you for coming today.
I appreciate all the advocacy work you do with your state and national affiliates. I know Sarah has been president. Maybe you're still president of the state chapter or organization, and that is amazing. That sheds great amounts of light on Indiana County, and I thank you for your leadership there. And I've been a proud member of BPW. I hope my membership hasn't lapsed, but I'll check on it right away. Anyway, I do really appreciate all that you do for the advocacy of these very important issues. Thank you.
You guys want to come up and get a picture?
Sorry, I didn't interrupt if I didn't.
Should we just put one in the
draft?
Yes.
Yep.
Sorry, folks.
It's okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Still.
Yep. There we go.
Thank
good.
There you go.
I can truly say the people in the commissioner's office, I couldn't do it without them.
So that was in the Rex's cousin.
Okay.
But what, like, I was best friend with her mother in law from high school and second.
Oh, really?
And well,
yeah.
Okay. Next, we have a grant application. And Ms. Schroeder, would you like to present? Good morning.
Good morning. The Orange County Indiana County Nursing Alcohol Commission is requesting permission to submit a grant application for the Improving Justice System Responses to Substance Use Disorders grant announcement through the Pennsylvania Commission on Crime and Delinquency. The grant period for this is begin January 1st of 2026 through June 30th of 2027. The budget is not to exceed $500,000, that is the maximum request. The application is due October 31st, and this funding would support the diversionary program, the district attorney's office, and also three programs at the Indiana County Jail, the medication assistance treatment program, the certified recovery specialist, grant assistant coordinator, and then cognitive behavioral therapy at jail as well.
Okay. Well, a motion to accept the grant application?
A motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Next, we have another grant application. It was from our Sheriff's Department. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
Good.
Good.
Would you like to present, sir?
If I could, what I'm doing is seeking funding through the Pennsylvania Department of Economy and the Community and Economic Development, the local share program, to implement body-worn cameras for all my sworn personnel. The initiative will help provide deputies with the state-of-the-art access body-worn cameras associated with docking stations and system controllers and secure integration to the county's existing server infrastructure. The project's purpose is to enhance public trust, accountability, and evidence integrity of their real-time video audio recordings during law enforcement interactions. This program aligns with national best practices and Pennsylvania's ongoing effort to improve transparency and professionalism with law enforcement.
Okay, thank you.
And the application is not to exceed $30,000, and the cameras are under CoStars pricing.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, we have some agreements from our Indiana County Tax Claim Bureau. And Mr. Sisco, would you like
to? Yes, good morning, Commissioners. I have before you today a request to amend the existing contracts between, I guess we do one at a time, right?
Yes.
Okay. So between Schillinger and Keith Abstract and Settlement Company, the amendment is that they will receive $150 per surface title report for judicial sales. That money is coming from the general fund, and it would be reimbursed through the tax sales for each customer or parcel that sells during the tax sale. And the prior fee was $140, and it was the contract was signed in 2019, in December of 2019.
So the motion is to raise the fee is basically amend the contract.
Amend the contract to increase the fee.
One change. Okay.
Okay. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. The next.
Okay. So the second amendment to the contract is with Schillinger and Keith as well, and that is for they would receive $150 per parcel title report for excess funds distribution. So the prior contract was for going to the tax sale. This would be if there's excess funds after the tax sale, they do another title search on that. And again, it would be paid from the general fund and reimbursed by proceeds of the tax sale. And the fee for the contract was $135. And again, that is from December of 2019.
Okay, there was a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Okay, and the third is an amendment to a contract with Complete Closings LLC. And again, it is for $150 per title report at judicial sales, and a minimum of $300 per title search on any coal parcels that we get to sell. And again, it's paid for from the general fund, and it would be reimbursed through tax sale proceeds. The coal was, the contract was signed in July of 2022, and the coal was initially $200 per parcel. And we don't have many properties that are coal parcels that actually go to tax sale.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Okay, from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a Watershed Planning Advisory Committee. Mr. Pru, would you like to present?
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners formally reestablish the Watershed Planning Advisory Committee, known as the WAPAC, for Indiana County. Since the completion of Phase 1 of Act 167, Stormwater Management Planning, in 2015, The Office of Plan Development has been working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Indiana County Conservation District, the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, and other partners on phase two of this project. Indiana County has since entered into an agreement with the engineering firm Herbert Rowland and Grubick to assist with consulting services for the completion of the phase two project. The Act 167 phase two plan development does include the reformation of the WAPAC, for which the main goals are to engage local municipalities and residents, gather local knowledge, and help guide the plan development process, as well as the public engagement that comes after the plan adoption. The WAPAC will include members from local municipalities, watershed groups, and other key stakeholders in the stormwater management plan. A complete list of the WAPAC members will be available and ultimately made public once final confirmation from all participants is received. We have been receiving responses from various municipalities, many confirming that they will participate, as well as watershed groups and other stakeholders. We don't have the list finalized complete. Our first meeting is scheduled for October 29th in the evening. That won't be a public meeting generally, but at that meeting we'll be preparing for our first kind of open public meeting for the second WAPAC.
Okay. Motion to approve?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
This seems like phase one was just not too long ago.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Wow. Good question. I would just add, you know, if there's anybody in the community that's interested, you know, please reach out to Josh at the planning office, and we can certainly add people to the list.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
That's great. Thank you.
Next, change order. Mr. Morrow.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development, Thomas R. Harley Architects, recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $76,000 with GW Roofing and Construction for the old courthouse roof replacement project. Change order number one is to accept alternate bid number two that was solicited at the time of the bid opening on September 9th, 2025. Alternate bid number two at a cost of $76,000 is to replace the existing roof slate with native Pennsylvania slate as provided by Penn Slate Incorporated of Slatington, PA. The revised contract with GW Roofing and Construction Incorporated with approval change order number one will be $762,000. And the additional costs will be covered with redevelopment assistance capital program grant funds. And laid out there before you are the one here in front of Commissioner. I tried to get Luann to be my Vanna wife and her the tile, so she refused. So you have to try. But the one in front of Commissioner Dunlap, that's what's up on the roof currently. The tile in front of Commissioner Hess was the baseline tile that we did at the time of bidding, and that's what they refer to as a North Country tile. And Commissioner Keith is displaying the Pennsylvania native slate. And there is a difference. If you feel them, you can feel the PA slate is a slightly thicker tile than the what was originally bid. It has a heavier weight to it. And that's actually quarry mined out of the port. There's only actually two active quarries in slate quarries in Pennsylvania currently, and they're both mined by Penn Slate Company. And the tile after the block of slate is cut. And then they're cut down to manageable blocks. The shingles are actually hand split from the quarry. So there's a lot of handwork involved too. And the install tile, the new tile will be installed with the same configuration and geometric shapes that are currently up on the courthouse roof as of now. So they're not going to be all square blocks there. The geometric shapes and configurations will be duplicated. That's up there now. I think that's all I have. Yeah, and the Appalachian slate belts between the Appalachian Trail in Wind Gap and the Delaware River in Portland, PA. So that's the area this roofing material will come from. So it's kind of a neat add to the project.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. It's kind of neat is that it is coming from Pennsylvania, which is really unique. The other slate, Dave, was coming from
northern, I believe it's a northern state.
You mean that's
New York area.
I think it's on the back of it.
And actually, some of it could be imported.
Yeah. That's the North Country. The Vermont slate that it's titled is just the.
Okay, but it is from somewhere.
Yes, it's outside of PA. It's I believe it's up north, might be New York, area, New Jersey. They mine some also, but the one that's in front of Commissioner Hess is the PA slate, and it's slightly thicker.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives them more than a 30-year guarantee than your normal roof on.
Oh, yeah. You better get 100-some years out of this. We won't be around to test it.
Okay, yes. Okay, next purchase order for the Challenger.
Yes, the Indian County Office of Planning and Development, Central Allegheny Challenger Learning Center and Upstreet Architects recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners approve a materials purchase order with Glass Erectors Incorporated from Reynoldsville, PA, for the Challenger Learning Center Phase 2A project. The purchase order requests in the amount of $43,300 for the 30 interior doors complete with welded frames and hardware. This purchase is through the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania's COSTAR program, and the expenditure is being funded with Keystone Communities Initiative Program funds.
Okay. Motion to approve the purchase order.
That's a good question. Is that amount of money just for the doors, or does that include the installation and all of it, or is that just a purchase that?
That's just the doors. And the doors. The panels, the frames, and the hardware. Of this.
Okay. Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Okay. Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, thank you, Dave. Mm-hmm. Next, we have an acquisition. Ms. Zach, would you like to present?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Community Action Program are requesting that the board approve the purchase of a vacant lot in White Township for the purpose of constructing a new emergency homeless facility, which will include supportive services offices. An option to purchase agreement has been in place with the owner, Mystic Brook Development LP, in the county since July of 2024. Funding for the acquisition of the parcel, site development, and construction costs have been secured. The 1.91 acre parcel is located off of Shelley Drive behind the Big Lots shopping facility in White Township. The purchase price of the parcel is $95,000, and the 2024 Community Development Block Grant will be utilized. Approval includes associated costs for closing costs such as title search, recording fee, real estate transfer taxes, and et cetera, which will also be paid by the CDBG funds. An appraisal was conducted on the property and the environmental review was completed with the county being authorized the use of grant funds for that environmental review.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the acquisition?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay. And next, the contract award.
Okay. And from that, The Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Community Action Program are requesting that the Board of Commissioners, on behalf of ICAP, enter into a contract agreement with Young and Associates Engineers and Surveyors of Indiana, PA, for the detailed architectural and engineering design plans, permitting, bidding, and construction phase services for the Pathway Homeless Shelter Project. The contract award is for services at a cost not to exceed $250,000, except for the exclusions specifically identified. The new Pathway Homeless Shelter will be approximately 12,000 square feet and consist of 20 non-congregate units. The facility will include a shared common living area with an administrative area for supportive services staff. The project will be funded with the County Community Development Block Grant and the Home ARP Non-Congregate Shelter Program funds, which the total funds are about $4.2 million total.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the contract award.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same?
Is the only, I forgot the sworn name. Okay. I will do the next one.
Resolution?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Planning and Development is requesting that the Board of Commissioners adopt the attached resolution approving the preparation and submission of an application for the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. The application submission will be for $300,000 of the Pennsylvania Housing Affordability and Rehabilitation Enhancement Funds, Realty Transfer Tax Program funds. The funds will be utilized to continue the Plus 55 Roof and Heating System Replacement Project. The program assists income-eligible homeowners age 55 and older with replacing an inoperable or inefficient heating system and or a leaking or deteriorated roof. $25,000 of the county's Act 137 funds are proposed to be matched. We'll provide a match for the FAIR RTT application. The application deadline is November 20th, 2025 at 2 p.m.
Motion to approve the resolution?
I move.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Thank you, Lizanne.
Just two comments. So these two, these last two things, of course, I worked with before as Human Services Director, and this one is a really important program to help people at homes safe and secure in our community. For those individuals 55 and plus. And I can remember as a human services director going around to see sites for the homeless shelter probably 15, 12 years ago, where we would travel. We would travel to different locations of the county and said, can we use this site? Can we use this site? No. And then the site that we presently were using before COVID was substandard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see movement on that also.
Everything came together at the right time. It really did. I mean,
it's just that sometimes county government and state and federal move slowly.
Yes.
A little too slowly for me, but okay.
One thing I do want to point out is the application for the deadline for the is November 20th. That's just, we're right around the corner. So people who want to apply for it need to be getting it in.
Yeah, and we do have a new we just finalized that the signatures on the award from last year's application. So we do have the new funding coming in. We're low right now because we're finishing up the other contract, but our priority to utilize a little bit of matching funds that we still have available are for inoperable furnaces at this point in time. So
that's sort of like your priority, you mean?
Yes, we encourage anyone that feels they might meet that plus 55, or if they're disabled, totally disabled, then we can consider them for the program.
Yeah.
So
and that process,
absolutely,
that process of signing was slow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's huge.
Yes, very.
Yeah. Okay, next we have a safety improvement grant application, and Ms. Mary, would you like to present?
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve an application for the 2025 Celaday Safety Improvement Program grant application. This will, in the amount of $13,139.70, these funds will be used to purchase safety items for the probation office, such as duty boots, bulletproof panels, trauma pack, badges, external or safety glasses, ear protection, duty belt, gloves, and also a portion of these funds will be used to purchase ice melt and salt for our walkways around the courthouse, which will make it a lot more safer for employees to travel inside the building. So I'm asking the board to approve this grant application.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve the grant?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, thank you.
And I'll just say these are grants that we get every year, right, from
yes.
through us, county commissioners,
CCAP.
Compensation, county workers' compensation trust, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Please note that the courthouse will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. And other business be brought before the board today.
So I would just like to mention that there's an upcoming Pennsylvania Mountains Rural Health Conference on November 20th. It's from 7:30 to 5 at the Kowalczyk Center. There are a lot of really good speakers, presenters. We have secretaries from the state coming in, a secretary of the Human Services, secretary from the Department of Health, the Pennsylvania Commissioner of Insurance, the secretary of the Department of Aging. Those four are just on the first panel from 9 to 10. And then we have other speakers that represent our legislative areas, including our own Senator Pittman and Representative Struzzi that are serving on a government impact panel. And then we have some creative, innovative healthcare solutions that are going to be highlighted, including an individual that's affiliated with our airport now, newly affiliated, an individual who's involved with the Angel Flight Program, which is, you can look that up. I'll make you look that up or come to the conference. If you want to register, I wrote it down, and I lost it. You can Google the Pennsylvania Mountains Rural Health Conference. It's also through the IUP website if you're interested in attending that. The other thing that I think that we would be remiss if we didn't say something about our sympathy goes out to the families and the friends and the co-workers of those individuals that were impacted by both accidents this year in our community, right in front of our courthouse. Not right in front, but pretty close. We are concerned about safety. We're concerned about safety of our own employees. We have many employees that go out for lunch, go to the bank. We have employees that are required to go to the bank on a daily basis for deposits. And for whatever businesses they go out and go across the street, we just want to remind everybody to be safe. We are expressing our concerns of the safety of crossing Philadelphia Street to those entities that control that area. We will be looking at our own wellness committee, and we provided walking routes to our employees to promote wellness. We'll be looking at revising those routes again to make sure that they're safe, but just wanted to express our thoughts to those families in the community.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunlap. Commissioner Hess, do you want to mention Fridays?
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, talk about great opportunities for people to learn and understand communities. Our Sustainability Summit number 8 is occurring Friday, and we have well over 100 people registered, so I think we probably should close it. But anyway, it's free to the public. It's open to anybody who's interested. Josh has helped immensely. I thank Byron for, you know, Scott and Scott's times. Yeah, Scott has really done a lot of great work on it. And so, yes, if there's still interest and you want to sign up, you still have another day or two. And see our sustainableindianacounty.org. Josh, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'll say that I think it's going to be another great event, you know, and it's come together, you know, really well, and thankful to all the partners. And this year, the Center for Community Growth has been another entity that's kind of stepped up and been a critical partner, I think, in making it happen this year.
Yeah, thank you.
But it'll be an exciting event on Friday.
Yeah, this is meant to be for the community. To help understand and really be, it's very community-based. So thank you.
Okay, our next regular meeting, and I want to make a note of this, November and December, we will only be having one meeting instead of two. So our next regular meeting will be held here at the hearing room on November 19th at 10:30. I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. What does it say? Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.